nobody there to turn me out. I'm gonna chat with the father, talk with the son, tell him all about where I come from. You know what? He will pick you up, turn you around. Oh yeah, place your feet on holy ground. Yeah, pick you up. My God will
turn you around.
My God will.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
Your friend may be struggling. Remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You could say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You could ask with an app if it works for you. You could chat on a game, kick off your flip-flops. You could ask on your couch while you binge watch.
Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at SeizeTheAwkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Speck Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Speck Brothers Pizza offers pizza and hoagies and wings, and they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Speck Brothers doesn't use any refined sugar in their sauce or any unbleached flour in their dough. Speck Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic by providing online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or find them online at speckbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or SPAKbrothers.com.
Skinner's got the talent.
Hailing from the San Francisco Bay Area from the early to mid-90s. That's the band The Rosemarys with the title track from their 1993 debut, Providence, here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. Before The Rosemarys, went across the pond for some Stone Roses, and she bangs the drum. And then I went up north. Yeah, Canada way. Band called 24 Gone with their song Girl of Colors, and then start off the entire set from the Ferment album, Catherine Wheel doing Black Metallic. My name is Paul. I'm the Mockster. It's a show called Viva La Mock. Thank you so much for tuning in. A whole set of music of, I would call it more dream pop than shoegazer, but to all hailing from that early 1990s. I'm stuck in the early 90s right now, and I hope you're okay with that. I do want to remind you that during these uncertain and unprecedented times, that people needing organ transplants need your help more than ever. Did you know that 22 Americans die each day waiting for an organ transplant? And most of them are waiting for kidneys. The good news is that MatchingDonors.com is helping to change that. They link organ donors and people in need of organs like kidneys and other transplants. Now, you don't actually have to donate your kidney to help save a life. You can actually donate your boat, maybe your car, maybe some real estate. You're going to get a great tax deduction, and you're going to help save lives. Visit MatchingDonors.com or call 1-800-385-0422 for more information. This message brought to you by the MatchingDonors.com program and, of course, your good friends here at 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. Already told you my name is Paul. Already told you this is a show called Viva La Mock. Already told you I'm apparently stuck in the early 1990s, and I dress like I'm stuck in the 80s, so why not host an 80s, 90s night at Arsenal Lanes? Yeah, I do that each and every Thursday. I do. But let's get back into music. I'll tell you more about that later. It's a Buffalo Tom. Taillights Fade.
Sister, can you hear me now? Ringing in your ears. I'm down on the ground. My love's been dry for years. I'm lost in the dark. And I feel like a dinosaur. Broken face and broken hands. I'm a broken man. Much like mine, she could be my Valentine. And although we've never met, I won't forget her yet. She cut herself off from her past, and she's alone at last. Jesus Christ, could not help my faith, but I'm underneath the gun. I'm singing about my past, had myself a wonderful thing, but I could not make it last.
Yeah. by folks like you and me. So just get high while the radio's on. Adjust the lights and sing a song. I drive your car up on the lawn. Let me this feeling.
was the second single off of the Irish band The Thrills' debut album. Album was called So Much For The City, came back out in 2003, hit number 7 in the Irish charts, 18 on the UK charts, and then in the United States, the only charting it did see was on the adult alternative charts. It actually reached number 4 back in 2003. Before The Thrills, went back to Camper Van Beethoven's third album for some good guys and bad guys. Pee-wee Fist in that set of music with Mnemonic Hordes and started off everything with some Buffalo Tom and Taillights Fade. My name is Paul. I'm the Mockster. It is indeed about 36 minutes past your hour here on 88.3 FM WRCT, or maybe you're listening online at WRCT.org. Either way, as long as you're listening, I'm happy, and as long as you're happy, I'm playing music for you. I don't know. That's just the agreement that we have. It's unwritten, unspoken, and it happens each and every week at this time. If you've got a suggestion for a song that you want me to play on a future show, shoot me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Do my best to play it for you. Carl Bremel, he's got a few solo albums out now. He's actually the guitarist, or a guitarist, in My Morning Jacket. But before he was in My Morning Jacket, he was in this wonderful little pop band out of Indianapolis, Indiana, called the Nina Foundry. From their first full-length album, it's Nina Foundry for you. It's Recluse.
Yeah. Jack. Sunshine washes everything. A basket of light I am trusting to water the lawn is a wondrous thing. If I could have it this way, everyone's going everywhere. Ah, so many choices, it's not fair. I hop in the car and I just sit there. Shower of whispers glowing blue. Late night movie fills the room. Street lights twinkling like dew. I close my eyes, it's too soon.
From their final release, Flip Flop, that's Georgia's own Guadalcanal Diary with Always Saturday here on the Viva La Mac radio program. Speaking of Saturday, don't forget, host Larry Berger brings you acoustic music, puzzles, and interviews and live performances weekly on a show that gets your Saturday kicked off to a good start. We call it the Saturday Light Brigade. It's Saturday mornings here right on right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. That's what I'm trying to say. That's what I'm trying to say. What else was in that set of music you're trying to say? How about Gladys? From their final output that I ever heard from them was called The Small Season. Played Cat Song from that release. Jack Logan from Athens, Georgia, gave us I Break for God. And then Nina Foundry started off the entire set with, I think, their final output, with a Recluse. Didn't mean to thematically make that happen, but somehow it did. We got less than 10 minutes of this program. Actually, we have about 8.5 minutes left in this program, which means I got to try to squeeze at least two, two, maybe three more songs in to get to the end of the program, or the end of the hour, at least I should say. I don't know what goes on after this. Normally it's more of my show, but sometimes it's not. We'll find out. How about some posies? Because I like to dream all day. It is 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. This is Viva La Mock.
I've got a lot of thoughts. I've got a lot of plans. I lost a lot of sleep. Trying to understand.
That is Moods for Moderns doing their version of the Moves Do Ya here on 83 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. A lot of people will say, hey, wait, Mockster, that's an ELO cover. That's an ELO. No, no. Well, Jeff Lynne, who was, of course, in ELO, he was in the Move before that, and originally the Move did that. And then ELO technically covered the song. Hey, before the Moods for Modern, how about the Posies with Dream All Day from a Frosting on the Beater? Hey, speaking of listening to some great music, each and every Thursday evening you can tune in to your rockin' attorney Eric Jackson Lurie for Courts in Session retakes. Classic artist of rock and country and soul, but he plays new music by these artists. It's a great program. It's each and every Thursday evening at 8 with an encore presentation Mondays at noon right here on 83 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
One of the objections to Roe versus Wade is not so much about abortion itself as it is about this entire enterprise of protecting fundamental rights having to do with family and bodily integrity. If that kind of objection prevails, then Roe will be the first domino that falls, but it will take with it the right to marriage, especially same-sex marriage, the right to use contraception, and other family and privacy rights.
That's Jennifer Hendricks, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamian. This edition of AR features Jennifer Hendricks on Roe v. Wade and the Supreme Court. Roe v. Wade, the landmark 1973 Supreme Court decision which established the constitutional right to abortion, is under attack. The Supreme Court, with its super-conservative majority, is poised to overturn Roe. According to an editorial in Against the Current, poll after poll reveals that the right to abortion care actually has more popular support today than when Roe v. Wade was decided. If that right can be mutilated now, precedent and public opinion be damned, then no rights are secure from reactionary assault. For right-wing sharks, the editorial continues, getting rid of Roe is blood in the water. The New York Times estimates that more than 20 states are expected to ban or substantially restrict abortion if the Supreme Court permits it. However, some states, like Colorado, are going in the opposite direction, passing legislation legalizing the right to an abortion. To talk about these issues is Jennifer Hendricks. She's professor of law and co-director of the Juvenile and Family Law Program at the University of Colorado. She's the author of the essay, Abortion Rights and the Supreme Court, A Tale of Three Wedges. She spoke at the University of Colorado in Boulder on February 24th.
Everyone here likely knows that last spring, the Supreme Court granted cert in a case designed as a vehicle for overruling Roe versus Wade. That case is called Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health. The oral argument in December confirmed the likely outcome, with some lingering questions over how explicit the court will be in the overruling and what other implications the decision might have. My plan here is to take a look back at abortion law over the last 50 years to get a sense of where it has left us as we stand on the threshold of this new era. I'll offer a description of the arc of the Supreme Court's abortion jurisprudence in terms of what I've called three wedges, wedges that pry the pregnant woman apart from first her fetus, second her doctor, and third her community. The first two wedges, separating the woman from her fetus and her doctor, have each taken a turn as the primary justification for restrictions on abortion rights in the law. Roe itself founded abortion rights on the first wedge as a theory for restricting them, the concept of a state interest in the fetus as an entity distinct from the pregnant woman. As public opinion shifted in favor of women seeking abortions, the Casey versus Planned Parenthood decision out of Pennsylvania in 1992 shifted to a new rationale for restrictions, distrust of the abortion provider from whom the woman needed to be protected. That's the second one. Most recently, at least one justice has taken an interest in an argument against abortion rights that puts a wedge between the pregnant woman and